The UN climate change talks opened Monday with warnings that time was running out on reaching a deal. Industrialized and developing nations have for 2 years been trying to come up with a workable framework for December negotiations in Copenhagen, but with little to show for it. And with only 2 months left and numerous hurdles remaining, questions are being raised about whether nations can narrow their differences in time. Ivo de Boer is the UN's top climate change official. He told delegates there was still time to break deadlocks, but he said countries that could be more ambitious should act now.
The political winds are behind you. The negotiating sails are set. With all my heart, I urge you to pull up an anchor, make full sail before we lose the tide and are left stranded on the beach, exposed to coming storms.
Many nations have pledged to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, but are falling short of the target reduction of 25% to 40% of 1990 levels. The European Union has the most ambitious target of 30% reduction, while Japan recently announced a 25% reduction target. De Boer told journalists that nations were waiting to see what position the United States would take in the talks. John Pershing is Washington's deputy special envoy for climate change. He says President Obama supports U.S. emission reductions comparable to the European Union and Japan, but wants legally binding commitments from other countries as well.
We're looking at a process in which we can take national commitments and have those enforced, and at the international level, have a process through which countries stand behind the actions they inscribe.
Greenhouse gas emissions, such as carbon dioxide, are thought to be a major cause behind rising temperatures that have led to extreme weather and food shortages. The 2 weeks of talks in Bangkok will be followed by November talks in Barcelona before the final negotiations. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.